Shalom. Today's Daf Yomi is Menachos Daf Ayin Zayin, Menachos 77. And on today's Daf Yomi, we are studying the 8th chapter of Menachos called the Hatoda HaSabah, the Thanksgiving Offering. This chapter deals with the Thanksgiving Offering. And on 77b, on Amud Beis, at the top, our Mishnah talks about the fact that the Karban Toda, which is an animal sacrifice, comes along with it 40 loaves of bread. Each loaf of bread is, there are 10 loaves that come from 4 different types of bread. 3 of the types of loaves are matzah, and the 4th type of loaf is chametz. And so that's what our Mishnah says. Mikulam, from all of the 4 types of bread that accompany the Toda offering, hayanotel echad me'asar l'truma. The Kohen would take 10, one from each of the 10 for as a truma offering. So meaning to say there are 40 loaves, and of those 40 loaves, the Kohen gets 4 of them, one from each type, as a tithe to the Kohen. As it states in the verse, Nehemar v'ekriv mimenu echad mikol karban truma l'Hashem, and the Kohen, and should bring from it one from each of the offerings as a truma to Hashem, as in tithe to Hashem, to the Kohen who sprinkles the blood of the Shlamim, he's the one who gets it. And we see from here, says our Mishnah, echad, this teaches us that it has to be a complete loaf, shelo yitol parus, that the person who gives the Kohen the tithe, a loaf of bread, cannot give him a broken piece, mikol karban. This teaches us, sheyukola karbanot shavot, that all of the types of bread need to have the same number of loaves, meaning each one of the 4 types has to have 10 loaves of bread. Shelo yitol mikarban al chavero, and you cannot give one of them on, you can't give 2 from one type as a replacement for 0 on the other type. And then the next part of the verse, like Kohen azareik estam hashlamim lo yiyah, to the Kohen who sprinkles the blood, for him it shall be. This teaches us that the challah, the tithe that is given, it needs to be to the Kohen, it needs to be given to the Kohen who brings the Thanksgiving offering. And the remaining parts of it can be eaten by the owner. Unlike a regular mincha offering, which everything is consumed by the Kohen, here, aside from the part that is burnt on the altar as the kometz, here, as part of this grain offering, because it's really not a mincha offering, it's a toda offering, so there's an animal sacrifice, and there's a part of the bread that is given to the Kohen, but the rest can be eaten by the owner who brings it. So this idea of the karban toda, this is something that is actually part of our daily liturgy, because there is a practice amongst Jews who daven every single day to recite as part of our prayers the Psalm 100 called Mizmor L'Toda, the Psalm of Thanksgiving. And this, the custom is to recite this Psalm prior to the prayer known as Yehi Chavod. And indeed, the Shulchan Aruch writes that is the practice. And the Beis Yosef writes in the name of the Or HaChaim that it is a mitzvah, a special mitzvah, to recite this prayer with a tune, as it states that it states in the Midrash and Vayikra Rabbah that in the future all of the tunes and the songs will be nullified with the exception of this tune, the Psalm of Thanksgiving. What is the source of reciting this Mizmor HaSoda every day? So in the earliest Siddur, the Siddur of Sadragon, this Siddur is not mentioned at all. It doesn't mention Mizmor HaSoda, and also doesn't mention the Hodu prayer. In the Siddur of Rav Amram Gon, it doesn't mention to say also this prayer of Mizmor HaSoda. However, in there is a Shinoi Nuschos, there's a different version of the text, and there it states that he found that one of the manuscripts of Rav Amram Gon says that you should say, after he say V'imoek Vodo Es Kol Haaretz Amen V'Amen, after that we say Mizmor HaSoda, which is also, that is not our practice either. And so the earlier source that most attribute to is the fact that it appears in the Siddur of Rashi, that's attributed to the Sefer Debei Rashi, that comes out of Sefer Debei Rashi, the Academy of the 5 classic works that are attributed to the school of the Academy of Rashi. And there it states in the Siddur Rashi that he gives a reason why don't we recite Mizmor HaSoda on Shabbos. And the reason is because the Mizmor HaSoda is recited for the Thanksgiving offering for the Korban Toda, and therefore this was the psalm that the Levim sang in the Mikdash in the temple when it was recited. And that is why Moshe Rabbeinu instituted it. And in order to demonstrate that this offering, this Thanksgiving offering, is not pushed off It does not push off the Shabbos, and we wouldn't bring this Thanksgiving offering on the Shabbos. Therefore, we don't recite it on the Shabbos itself. That is the reason given in the Siddur of Rav Ashi that comes around in the Ashkenaz in the 11th century. Also, it's attributed there that the reason why there are four verses in Psalm 100 is corresponding to the four types of bread. If you look at it, you're going to see that there are five verses. So he's saying, yeah, because this psalm was written by Moshe Rabbeinu, but Moshe Rabbeinu didn't recite the first verse, which says, a psalm to Thanksgiving, let's give Hariu Hashem Kol Haaretz, that all the earth should raise up their voice to God. That first verse wasn't written by Moshe. Moshe started writing it where it said, Ivdu es Hashem Esimcha, serve God with joy. And so therefore, this corresponds to the fact, these four verses correspond to the fact that there are four different types of bread. And indeed, the Torah writes that in Ashkenaz, the practice is not to recite this Mizmor Todah prayer on Shabbos or Yom Tov because the Korban Todah is not brought on Shabbos. Another hint to the idea that there are four types, there are 40 loaves of bread and there are four different types of loaves, is found in another interpretation in the Sefer Kushios, who writes that there are 40 words in Mizmor Todah. And so since he says that there are 40 words, for this reason it corresponds to the 40 loaves, and so we don't recite it on Shabbos. The 40 words is excluding the first verse. I haven't actually counted all the words in the psalm, so somebody could count it and let me know if there are actually 40 words in this psalm.